Good, word perfect. Very good. Anybody else? Sharon? Okay, amen. Very good. That's two. Anybody else want to jump in there? Somehow when you say it in front of a group, it gets hard. You come here with it, knowing it, and they call your name, and you go, ugh. That's the problem I always had. Well, it was one of the problems. One of the problems was it wasn't ready with stuff. Anybody else? Okay, how about maybe a verse you worked on in your life this week? Maybe a different verse you memorized. Everybody said, Brother Avery, you know, yours aren't the only verses in the world. There are other verses that we work on. Brian. Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad you said that, Brian. The list that you signed up for, the verses that we're going to say here in a couple of weeks in front of the church, the list is posted in case you forgot what you signed up for or whatever. And there is one more verse. If somebody didn't get one and wants one, you let me know. And there is another verse. Anybody else? God's word is the answer. God's word is the key to victory in our lives. It's God's word. Many times we sit under many great preachers and we make decisions, and those decisions fall away in a couple of weeks because they didn't get support. They didn't get support through prayer, and they didn't get support through God's word, through reading, through hearing it, through memorizing it. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That's the importance of it, that we might not sin against God. Our verse for the day, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Psalm 51:2. Depends what Bible I have, Kelly. Depends which Bible you grab off the shelf over there. One says thoroughly, one says truly. I'm not going to start getting into that. But to wash us. David here come before God after his great sin, after his eyes got carried away and he looked too long at something he shouldn't have been looking at. And then the sin that ensued, the murder of Uriah, of course, the death of all those around Uriah that were with him that day, and many consequences. And then as it came into David's own home, and the tragedy there. And then in Psalm 51, I mean, you know, when we think about a king in that day, he could do whatever he wanted. He had total power. And you didn't object. I mean, he was a king. So for David to do something like that certainly was to take someone, you know, that might have been common in their understanding that, well, he's a king. But it's certainly not, what did it say in our magazines this week? Others may, but you cannot. You cannot, because God has a higher plan for you than he has for others. Others may, but you cannot. That came out of our Acts and Facts this month, didn't it? A couple months ago? Okay. Others may, you cannot. But David had certainly come up short. He had missed the mark. David was in rebellion against God. We see David's cry in Psalm 51. David, we see that David here is sick of the sin. The sin as sin. His loudest outcries are not against the repercussions of that sin, but that that sin was against a holy God. When we deal seriously with our sin, God deals gently with us. When we deal seriously with our sin, God deals gently with us. When we don't deal seriously with our sin, Lamentations, he'll rip the towers down, he'll rip the walls down, he'll rip it all down until our hearts get to the point where they turn to him. And then he'll build it back up. He's a loving, merciful God. The two-year-old, when he steps to the edge of the sidewalk and he's not supposed to go on the road and he takes that step, whop! It's that hand to the bottom. Whop! Whop! Man, I'm not going to do that again. Parents, those are hard things to do. But the reward is great. And the two-year-old's not out there underneath the car. As Christians, God will rip the walls down, even of Jerusalem. Even of Jerusalem. David here, his sin so horrible against him, a loving, wonderful, gracious, merciful God. When we hate what God hates, he will soon make an end of it in our lives. When we hate what God hates, he will soon make an end of it in our lives. Much to our joy and peace. In our lessons, we're partway through it. We're going to start on page 18. Our God has made a way for us to be clean. Turn with me in your Bibles to John 13. Our God has made a way for us to be clean. No matter how dirty, no matter how much sin there is, there's certainly not too much sin in our life that the Lord can't take care of. We're thankful for that day on Calvary that the sinless became the sin. Became the sinner. Sin was on Christ. And then we became sinless because of him. We became right standing before God because of him. As Christ died that day and took our sins. John 13, being washed. Our lesson today, being washed. Let's read verses 1 through 11. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises up from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered him and said, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. for he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, "You're not all clean." Picture here, Lord and his disciples. Verse 4, he rises from supper having and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. Who was doing that? The God of heaven was doing that. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He humbled himself. We as Christians should not be afraid to humble ourselves before another that we might show them Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ humbled himself here, took the basin and washed their feet. He seemed to fault Peter when he said, "Lord, you're not washing my feet. I should be washing your feet." We fault him, but yet Peter realized who it was. And Peter would learn more and grow more after this, yes, and we all do, and God is gracious in the time that we are growing. And we should be gracious with others as they are growing. Peter here, "Lord, you're not washing my feet." Right? And the Lord said, "Peter, there's something you don't understand, but you're going to understand it later." Peter says, "Okay, God, if this is what I need," I mean, Peter would have, "Lord, I'll get all of me in the bowl. Lord, if that's what you want me to do, if that's what it takes to honor you in my life, Lord, I'll put all of me in that bowl. You can have all of me." Wow, that's the response of a Christian. That's the response we should have. "Lord, you can have me all." In our lessons, our God has made a way for us to be clean. We read of the Lord Jesus taking the towel and washing the feet of his disciples. Peter said, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." The Lord Jesus replied, "He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit." The Lord was saying to him, once we've been made clean, we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and we are clean all over, but our daily walk must be clean. You're clean, but not all. Here, of course, the one that was not clean was Judas. As Christians, we are clean. We're seated in the heavenlies. If you have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, positionally, it's all done. You're seated in the heavenlies right now. It's a done deal. Heaven is yours. It's a done deal. But we're in the world. We see things. We hear things that appeal to our flesh. We get that sin. We get dirty. And it needs to be cleaned. It needs to be dealt with. It needs to be taken care of. In our daily walk, keep our walks close. Don't let the sun go down on our sin. Keep close accounts with the Lord. David here, man that says, "As a deer panteth for the water, so my soul panteth for thee." Is that where you are with the Lord? It's certainly where we want to be, isn't it? And sometimes we find ourselves there. And other times we find ourselves not there and we need to be there. David, pouring his heart to God that he wanted to be right with God. He wanted his sin washed. He wanted to be in perfect fellowship with the Lord. David was a believer. He said, "I have rebelled against God. I am a dirty sinner. And I want to be clean again. I cannot live this way." We have to watch what we hear. We have to watch what we see. Today it's horrible. Pastor Seth said it. One day's newspaper, back in the 1700s, that's all they ever knew. The problem is that's just not with good information, that's with bad information too. Exposure of us to sin today, I would say, is greater than it's ever been. The assault on us as Christians by Satan, by sin, is great. We have to watch our eye gate, watch our ear gate, protect them. We might not be able to stop people from saying or doing what they are, but we can not be around them again, or we can not go to that place, or whatever the problem is, we can take steps against it. Once you've been washed all over, you've had the exchange of your sin for Christ's righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." When we get something in our lives that we should not get into, we should not be able to stand it. We should want to be clean again. And we can through the blood of Jesus Christ. Turn with me in your Bible. So 1 John 1. 1 John 1, read verses 5 through 7. If we're going through here and you have a question, pop your hand up if it needs to be right then. Or if you want to wait till the end, you can do that too. But if you don't understand something, probably somebody around you doesn't understand either, so you could even ask for them. 1 John 1, 5 through 7. "This then is the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from sin." Through the blood of Jesus Christ, our sins can be forgiven. We can be washed. We can be made clean again. We can be made whole. God cleanses us completely. He cleanses us completely. Last week we looked at the two animal sacrifices that would come in. The one would be slain, the blood would be sprinkled, the sin offering was made. And then the other one came in and the priest laid his hands on it, and the scapegoat would then be taken out and into a empty wilderness where no people are, and it would be driven away. And those sins would be carried away like the Lord did for us. He carried them away. He put them in the depths of the sea. Our technology still doesn't have us all the way down there. We get down a couple miles, and it's pretty dangerous for us down there. In the depths of the sea, God is a merciful God. He is willing to wash us, and he's willing to clean us. This is a dirty world in which we live in. As you and I travel through it, we are apt to get soiled again and again. Do you want to be clean? Let me tell you this. If sin can be in your life and it's comfortable there and you're comfortable with it, you need to look long and hard at where you are. Will sin come into your life? Yeah, it will. But when it gets there, are we uncomfortable with it? We need to be. And then we need to go to the Lord. And Satan will say to you at that point, he'll say, "Yeah, but you've done this 50 times. But the Lord doesn't care. It's the turning of our hearts that he looks at. It's the turning of our hearts. Luke 15:20, the parable of the lost son. When he finally turned, he took all the money, he took everything, he wasted it, and he finally turned. What a blessing. Luke 15:20, "And he arose and came to his father, But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. It was all there. The robes came, everything came, it was all there. Forgiveness was there. Our sins can be clean. Our lives can be clean. We can't give in to the fact that, well, I'm just not going to get the victory of this. Yeah, I am. I'm gonna make sure I pray. I'm going to make sure I hear God's word. I'm going to make sure I read God's word. I'm going to make sure I memorize God's word. And those are going to be the things that are going to give the victory. And that's going to be, you talk about a sacrifice to the Lord. Does the Lord want our goats? No. Does he need our incense? No. What does he want? He wants our heart. He wants our heart. Psalm 51, 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. That's what God wants. A broken heart. And then after that, Psalm 51, 18. Do good in thy good pleasure into Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. He'll rebuild Jerusalem, won't he? It'll be rebuilt someday. Did he rip the walls down? Did he rip the towers down? Did he rip it all down? Yeah, he did. But he'll rebuild it someday. And he'll take pleasure in it after our hearts are where they need to be. After our hearts are where they need to be. The Bible says in 1 John 7, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Not only does it cleanse us from our sin, which is our condition, but it continues to cleanse us from our sins, which is our conduct. It continues to cleanse us. Two things there. First is relationship. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Relationship. We're now sons. If you have look to the Lord Jesus Christ, repented of your sins, ask him to save you. You're a son. That's relationship. But then do sons do things wrong? Yeah, they do. Do they get out of fellowship? Yes. Is there a way back from that fellowship, into that fellowship? Certainly there is. 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship. A fellowship can be new. It can be new. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are what? New every morning. Man, they need to be, don't they? If they weren't new every morning, it would just be the same old sin that we had. But they're new every morning. God's word is new to us every morning. It's alive. Spurgeon said, you will never outgrow this book. You'll never outgrow this book. The Lord's word is always there to guide us. How can God forgive us and cleanse us? God says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. David poured out his heart before God. Wash me. I want to be clean. I want to walk with you. Pours out his heart in Psalm 51. The way back to God. Here's the path. Have you done anything worse than David? I mean, this guy went down some really bad paths. The Lord forgave him, didn't he? Man after God's own heart. Man. How would you like that to be said of you when you die, Kelly? Man after God's own heart. Wow. Man. The Lord is good. The Lord is merciful. His mercies are there. We need to walk in them. He does it because he is faithful and just. The Lord is faithful and just. If we confess to him, if we agree with God about our sin and desire to be clean, God's word says that he is faithful and just. He'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What's the formula? Is it magic? No, it's work. It's effort. It's everyday effort. How many of us know Lester Roloff? We know, you know the name, guy that, okay, used to run a children's home. I knew people that literally forced their daughters into this car and said, "You're going down a bad path. I'm taking you somewhere to get you help." And literally, sons and daughters, people would take to him. What was it he had that made those people different? What was it? Someone asked him once and he said, "The only thing that'll clean up this crowd is to put them on a strong dose of scripture memory." When he'd bring them into churches, when they'd be with him, they would stand up and quote long passages. Why? To show them off that they can memorize? No. Why? To show the work that he does? No. To show the power of God, what the power of God will do in a life. I went to college with some of them. I mean, these are people that were down in the depths. Down in the depths. Yet God's word has power. God's word has power in my life, in your life. We need to hear it. We need to read it. We need to hide it deep down in our hearts. We need to memorize it. Not only does God take care of the guilt, but he takes care of the cleansing each day. That fellowship, it can be there. That sweet fellowship can be there. God can make us clean. There is a way back to God. In our magazines or devotionals lately, I don't remember where I saw it. Seems like suicides are more prevalent among Christians. Anybody see that come before your eyes? Listen, there's a way back to God. It doesn't matter what we've done. There's a way back to God. It's through his word. It's through the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thou art a mighty God. Thou art a gracious God. Thou art a merciful God. You gave us salvation. Then you wash us daily. We thank and praise you for that. Lord, might we walk before the world as light. And Lord, when we get in the darkness, Lord, might we look back to you and turn back to you and repent and turn. Lord, we're thankful that there is a way back to God. No matter how far we've gone, no matter what we've done, there is a way back to God. We're thankful for that. Lord, help us to walk in the light as you are light. In Jesus' name, amen.